great music, local news, high school sports, real community connection. KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the Next Gen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today, we are joined by Butler County EMS coordinator. That is Carrie Coates. We're going to be talking about today. Back late last year, we had her and Tammy Fleschner on talking about some upcoming classes there in Butler County to help train, get maybe more people involved and the like, and to provide more services there in the county. And Carrie, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Carrie, you're telling me these classes started back in January. They wrapped up here a couple of weeks ago. I guess first and foremost, what was participation like?
We were really good. We started out with 12. We ended up with 10 students that finished the course, and they were a fun group to work with. Part of my thing when I first started this position was to sustain and grow, which you've all heard before. I don't want to sound like a broken record there, but part of that is offering EMT classes in our county.
So kind of explain to our audience what these classes did for those 10 individuals and how it's going to make EMS better there in Butler County.
So we have these classes in Butler County, but they're not necessarily just for Butler County people. This class, we've had a gal from Riceville and a gentleman from Grundy Center, and then a couple from Bremer County and just all the surrounding counties that we can help out. We're trying. So this class teaches them the fundamentals, the nuts and bolts of emergency medical care. It teaches them how to take care of a medical patient, say like a stroke, cardiac arrest, to a simple fall, to a multi-trauma situation. We train them all. And with the EMT, they're allowed to transport. So it helps out everybody.
And seeing photos from your Facebook page, it wasn't just, you know, high school kids, college kids. You had kind of an age range too, I guess, Carrie.
Yeah, we did. We had, I think the youngest one was 19, and the oldest one that finished was close to 50.
Again, so, we're joined by Butler County EMS coordinator, Carrie Coates. Again, they had those classes here from January to late April as they can provide better serve, essentially, Butler County and their service area there around Butler County. So like you said, it wasn't just for Butler County people per se. They have people outside the county. So I guess what's all involved with the training? I mean, you're probably learning CPR type stuff, things like that. What was all included in this training?
They learned how to do splints, how to do a proper patient assessment, how to get patients out of car, how to use the equipment within the ambulance appropriately to benefit them and the patient as well. How to communicate. There's a lot of terminology that they had to learn. It's a pretty complex course for 4 months. The students, they're constantly learning different things, and we teach them all the different situations that they could come across, from scene safety to taking them to the ER. So it's pretty wide.
So you said you start with 12, ended up with 10 students. How important is this, you know, maybe down the road to have another class, because you want to keep this going in a rural county like Butler and around Butler, a lot of rural counties around there too, here in Franklin for that matter. How important is it to have classes like this, to have more people trained to know what to do in these situations?
Oh, it's a vital. It's very vital to EMS. You need to have these classes. I think the more we can have, and yeah, it's just very vital to have them done and offered in different places, because people work. And if we can get these classes and a convenient time schedule for them, it seems to work out a lot better.
Now, is this something you plan to do maybe hopefully annually, maybe every other year? Or how is that going to work here, Carrie?
So far, this is our third class that we've completed. We've been doing it every year. We are kind of thinking about switching it up a little bit this coming January. I've got a lot of people that are interested in becoming an advanced EMT, and so we might offer that for them. So, which that will allow them to give some medications. It just enhances the skill and the knowledge that they already have. And like I said, they're an advanced EMT. So it's the middle ground between the EMT and the paramedic. But if we really need EMTs, so if we get enough people that are interested in the EMT class, we're going to do that one first because that gets people in the seats.
Again, we're joined by Butler County EMS Coordinator Carrie Coates. They wrapped up their classes here. They had 10 individuals taking part in that. They wrapped that up in late April after beginning in January. Again, advanced services for Butler County and the service area around there. As they had in the Facebook post, you can follow them on Facebook, Butler County IAEMS. That's the Facebook page. And Carrie, anything else you'd like to add as these classes came to a close? But like you said, great participation.
Yeah, we had great participation. Looking forward to teaching some more. I would like to throw out a thing for Butler County EMS. We just became an advanced slash paramedic level service, so we can provide a higher level of care to those that we serve. So we're pretty proud of that. We've been working really long and hard on that as well. So we're doing the work. We're going to help out as many people as we possibly can if it comes from education to advanced or paramedic level care that's needed. We're trying. So, and I'd strongly encourage anybody that has the slightest interest in EMS, please get a hold of somebody. You can always get a hold of me via Facebook. My information's out there anywhere, and I'd love to help hook you up.
Say, you got the next classes coming up in January. That'll be here before we know it, the way time flies. So, Carrie, thanks a lot for joining us, and we will keep in touch.
All right, thank you very much.
Our thanks to Carrie Coates for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring has arrived, and it's the perfect season to refresh your home. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton. Take advantage of our HELOC and home improvement specials, which are designed to help you tackle renovations big or small. With competitive rates, flexible terms, and fast local approvals, you'll be ready to upgrade your kitchen, add a deck, or make that dream space a reality. Don't wait. Stop by or call today to learn how our team can support your next home project. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.